Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us talking trade in just a moment.
It's the 25th anniversary of the OERB cleaning up abandoned well sites across Oklahoma.
They sent in a crew, and in 10 days, they had it cleaned up, paid for by the oil and gas industry.
Thanks to voluntary contributions from Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners, more than 17,000 sites have been cleaned, returning the land to its original beauty. Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Today's report is a service of the American Angus Association, America's breed. The Trump administration is really engaged right now in attempting to pull together multiple trade deals, starting with the one with China. Colin Woodall is Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that the effort to get things done is there.
The administration is hustling and they're doing a good job. And of course, top of mind right now is China. And we are very optimistic on where those discussions are headed. There was a delegation in China this past week. There's a delegation from China coming to Washington, D.C. This first week of April. So the fact that they continue to talk is a good sign. And for us, specifically in the cattle business, we continue to push for alleviation of the ban that they have on beta agonists and the ban that they have on the use of implant hormones. We know that both of those issues are still on the table. Ambassador Dowd, who's the chief ag negotiator, is continuing to push for that. And I do believe that there is a possibility that we could have a Chinese deal done that takes those trade barriers down. If that's the case, that's going to be a tremendous victory for us in the cattle business.
For the Chinese agreement, of course, everything, the economy, the stock market, attitudes politically are all going up and down almost on a daily basis as we hear these various rumors. I guess the most recent thing is that they're working almost line by line right now trying to get something knocked out.
They are, which is why we're optimistic, because if this thing was going to go south on us, we wouldn't be talking about the kind of details that the U.S. Trade Representative's office is talking about. Now, we also have to step back, take a bit of a breath, and understand that this is China we're talking about. And even though we are getting into details, it could all fall apart in the 11th hour. But this is the furthest we have come in quite some time, so that's why we remain optimistic and continue to support what USTR is doing and what the president's doing in terms of China trade.
Before we leave China, Randy Block talked a little bit about the African swine fever situation, and I know that's a huge, huge problem for them in China, losing a good bit of their pork production particularly, and that has, I'm sure, an impact on this overall process.
You know, it is, because it's continuing to put pressure on the Chinese, and they need to do something. So even though it is a concern for us here domestically, their issues and their problems continue to, I believe, help them stay at the table, because they have to find food and they are having difficulties doing that because of African swine fever.
Beyond China, USMCA and some other things too.
USMCA is really in congressional hands right now. The president has done what he said he was going to do, and that was renegotiate NAFTA. He has that complete. He's happy with the outcome. We're happy with the outcome because it keeps full unfettered access for us into Canada and Mexico. That means we have no tariff. We have no quota. But we have to get it ratified by Congress, and that's the challenge, because this was a campaign promise by the president to go in and renegotiate NAFTA. And now that the Democrats control the House, they're not inclined to give President Trump a major victory. But not all the Democrats are in that position. We have quite a few new Democrats and existing Democrat friends who understand what trade means to this country, but especially to agriculture. And we're trying to make sure that they have as much information as possible, much support for us in the agriculture community, that they can feel confident in getting a yes vote. But really right now, it's up to Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, to schedule the vote.
Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.